Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hola, ¿cómo está, Miguel?
Aha, how's it going?
It's wonderful.
Oh, awesome.
It is so beautiful down here. Oh, we feel like we're in a little slice of Mexico. We want to run out to the patio and have margaritas, but we have a show.
We have a show, and we have people here that are joining us, and it is come down. We're having happy hour. We're having specials. You can register in person to win the Sam Smith tickets for the concert.
This place is so beautiful.
It's been redone. We're going to talk to Melissa about it at 3:15 and hear all about it. But I need to give a big, big shout out. Daryl Cunningham, are you listening? We've got some of your friends here, Susan and Patty, who told us that you turned them on to us many years ago.
Aww.
And that you have a laugh like a chortle. What do you think a chortle laugh would sound like?
Kind of a snort, big, loud laugh.
Yes.
You know, that's very infectious.
And just lovely. And we just are thinking about you, knowing that you wanted to be here today and sending a lot of love. And you've got two great friends in Susan and Patty. So
yeah, thanks for the recruiting.
No kidding. Mm-hmm. And thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. So Daryl. And we've got Kesha tickets we're giving away later on in the show, too, as well. And
if you come down here and you register, you don't have to stay for the whole show if it doesn't work for you, but you can register to win a pair of Sam Smith tickets.
Yes, you can.
So the odds will be very, very good if it's a light crowd.
Right. But we're seeing a lot of people here. All right. I have to just tell you something because this... We're having a walkers team at work. We're having this walk-off at work challenge, and Lori wants nothing to do with it.
No, no, no. I was so glad I was out of town when the email came out, so I don't have to. I didn't have to say no. I was gone.
Okay, you didn't.
I didn't even know about it.
You didn't. And, you know, one of my favorite things about the silly Apple Watch is how it tracks everything. That's all I use it for. Mm-hmm. Maybe the time, too.
Okay.
And the date. But so we're on this walker change, and we're on day three.
Is it against other people?
It's against other people at the company. And it's kind of just a fun thing, and it's only for 7 days. So it's short term. You can go all in and then get out. But so today, I was worried about not getting the steps in. And I literally have an island, and I kept going around and around, and I started to get dizzy.
In your house?
Yeah, because I'm walking, listening, watching TV, tennis, prepping for the show, trying to fold clothes, doing everything, but just kept moving. Walking. And then I got dizzy. I had to turn around.
Oh, and go the other way.
Go the other way.
Yes, I asked a couple of people at work, can I find out if Julia is walking or working right now? Because I went into the office. I'm like, we need to figure out if Julia's walking or working. I know she's going to say she's walking while working, but I don't believe it.
I was. And then I tried to play a little pickleball, but it was too busy, and I needed to get my steps in, so I left.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, it's kind of a fun thing to do at a workplace against other teams.
What's the point?
It motivates you. You don't even know how big the prize is.
No, I don't.
Oh, gosh.
What is it?
I'm not going to tell you.
$10,000?
It's 20.
$20,000 split, like, amongst your team.
Oh, yeah, at least. I think it's $1 million.
Oh, no.
It's $1 million.
Is there a prize?
No. Oh. But it's just kind of because you go in and you track it and you put in your points every day. It's just a fun, silly thing to do to get you motivated.
It doesn't sound like fun at all if you have to input things. I'm having trouble getting my Cure tickets for tonight.
So
talk about inputting.
Here,
I can't find my account.
Grant, I know you're not feeling well, but you are missing Epic Lori. Brooke, you know who you are. Mm-hmm. Jess, you are too. Mm-hmm. Ross, you are too.
Yep.
So whenever Lori's going to a concert, because tickets are not paper,
anymore,
the entire office now tries to find them on her phone. And she has an Android phone that no one else knows how to use. Because we all have iPhones. This is a true story, Mike.
It's a nightmare.
That we do this
here
every time.
I was there for Janet.
You were.
That's right. Janet Jackson. I had trouble.
She does this with all of them.
I have three tickets on my Ticketmaster Pink, Beyonce, and Madonna. And like Brager. Once a week, I go and check to make sure they're still there, that they haven't, I don't trust that they won't disappear. I'm so happy the State Fair still mails you a damn ticket.
They actually do.
Oh, that they is do. Lovely.
But how much time does the office spend on your tickets? First, you buying them and getting in the queue.
Yeah, oh yeah, no.
And then her getting them.
Yeah. I'm a committed concert goer with very little technology knowledge. And I will say yes. To, would you like to pay $17 for a paper ticket? Oh, yes, please. But they don't always give you that option.
And then 12 more to FedEx it to right. you. And then, you know, the other expediting fee. I mean, it's crazy, but it's so funny because so right before our show here, it's Danella is in. She's helping Lori. Where do we find the ticket? Where do we find the ticket? So if anyone, now she's passed the phone on to other people.
Oh, yeah. Probably. No, I hope I remember all these logins and security codes.
You won't.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, she won't. Oh, but anyway, boy. I don't know if other people experience that. We just wish paper tickets would come back. It's a lot of work, all the electronic stuff.
How are you going to remember if you ever do a memoir down the road? You're not going to have a box of ticket stubs to shuffle through.
You aren't, Lori. That's a very good point. Memoirs are going to be in shortage in 20 years.
Yeah.
No one documented everything. Mm-hmm. Oh, my gosh. What are you thinking?
Well, I am thinking that, this morning, so I had a doctor appointment, and I left the paperwork behind. So I called Casey, and I'm like, Casey, have you left for Costco yet? I'm at a doctor appointment 10 minutes away. Would you bring me my folder? And he's just like, oh, it's a good thing I like you so much.
It's the truth.
And he brought it.
It's the truth. But yeah. Costco, I did go there after pickleball because I couldn't get my steps in, and it's right by there. I parked the farthest away at Costco. Mm-hmm. I walked every
single... It's a Friday.
It's a Thursday.
Oh, is it Thursday only? Oh,
but I walked every single row to get in my steps. I got in a good mile and a half.
Yeah, you know what? Casey was all excited about at Costco today. He's the Costco guy. Hot honey. Because he's been looking for cinnamon honey, and it's hard to find, and you can get cinnamon oil and add it to your honey, but it's not quite the same. So he's all excited about hot honey.
Oh.
Like it's got like a chili. Oh. They probably have a cinnamon honey here because
they do.
The bakery has so many lovely cinnamon things at El Burrito.
If you taste that white one, Melissa bought us the Awa Di Chata, which is Awa Di Chata. I did very good.
I've had this in Mexico.
It's so good. Taste it. It's
I always
cinnamon
add
rice.
Malibu rum to this.
It's a cinnamon rice water that's boiled, mm-hmm. and it's
delicious.
It's so good. They have a lot of non-alcoholic drinks here, as well as their famous happy hour. That's going on, and we will tell you, we are here during happy hour, which is Tuesday.
For once.
Thursday through Friday, 3 to 6. We're going to take a quick break. We're at El Burrito Mercado, broadcasting live. We'd love to have you come down. We've got prizes we're giving away. And when we come back, we're going to just hear about how fabulous this place is and how authentic it is and how to make really good margaritas.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's Lori and Julia here for Crutchfield Dermatology and MediSpa, where we recommend you go and take care of, you know, feeling good, looking good. And it starts, good skin is really so important as we age. And Crutchfield MediSpa has so many solutions to help you keep your skin shining, keep it refreshed, help you minimize wrinkles. We're in that stage right now. And also the hair that continues to grow everywhere on your face.
Dermaplaning.
Yes. They have a special this month in the month of June. Choose your own peel and dermaplane combo. And there's a big savings on it. But it's really, if you never had it done, it's amazing how your skin feels once they take this blade and get all the little hair off every little spot on your face. And you just really feel hydrated. And they do all the facials and the moisturizing and take care of you. Call Linda on the bat line at 651-209-3679. That's Crutchfield MediSpa. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. It's beautiful. We are so excited. We are out on the road at El Burrito Mercado on Cesar Chavez. Is that how you say it, Melissa?
Yes, you said it perfectly.
Cesar Chavez Street in West St. Paul, which is so easy to get to.
St. Paul, not West St. Paul. No, West St. Paul is still about half a mile south.
I always thought, but this is, you guys basically, your family owns the block.
Almost.
It's the black. So tell us the El Burrito story.
Look, so parent, I'll do it in a nutshell, because we're 47 years, I think, this year. Wow. 44 years since 1979. My parents are immigrants from central Mexico, a state called Aguascalientes, which means hot waters.
Okay.
And long story short is early into their marriage, I was 8 years old, so very early in their marriage, they had an opportunity to buy a tiny little existing market, which was actually across the street from where we are right now.
Okay.
It was about the size of this room, so like 800 square feet. And had just this little shop, and they both had other full-time jobs, and then my dad would take trips to Chicago to pick up staple items like tortillas and beans and, you know, canned jalapeno, stuff like that, because they craved Mexican food. They didn't have access there. No, right. Not back in the, you know, in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there were like a couple shops, but nothing what they, and so, with help of community and, you know, different Latino leaders, they helped them get small loans to be able to keep growing. And so then they moved in to right next door to where they were and added the kitchen and had carnitas and tamales. And so we've been selling those for, you know, gosh, 35 years now. Then we moved into this location in 1995.
And then you have just remodeled it, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, then when us kids got involved, then it was like we added the bar, and then we added this room, and we added the patio and the food trucks and catering, and we're in that international bazaar with the gift items. And so, yeah, it's there's three siblings, and so we all, you know.
Did you know it was your path?
No. Nope. It wasn't until after I have two daughters.
Okay.
They're now 25, and one just turned 24 this week. And it was after I kind of did the stay-at-home thing with them for a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then I did a little bit with nonprofits, and I worked at General Mills. I tried corporate, and I did different things, and I kept missing the community here. I kept missing speaking Spanish and seeing the food and eating Mexican food every day, because I grew up with this.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, I'm in Minnesota. I was at the time, there were hardly any Latinos. So what could I really do where could I even work that I would be able to do, you know, have what we have here. Mm-hmm. And it was, so it was finally, we lived in California for a few years. My husband's from there, and we came back, and then, the girls were in school, and I jumped in.
And Mom and Dad, here I come.
And I love it. I can't imagine doing anything else. I love working with my family. You know, we clash heads a lot, but
what family does, right?
But I love being in the community. I love being able to share about the Mexican experience. And you know, we talked a little bit about just the whole ambiance, and it's just all a part of it for me.
It's beautiful.
I love it all. Like I miss it when I'm not, even when I go to Mexico, and I'll be there for a few couple weeks or whatever, I miss el burrito. Yeah. So there's something very, like, you know, special here.
That's
so home. Cool. It's home for me.
Yeah, there must be. You must have so many regular customers.
Yeah.
Both at the grocery store, the bar, the restaurant.
And staff that's been with us forever. Like, you just spoke with Andrea. Yeah. She's been with us for, like, 14 years. And so, like, they're family to me. So I miss them when I'm gone.
And you told us, you know, we've gone through all the deli. We went through the grab-and-go deli. We went through the butcher shop.
Mm-hmm.
Tell everybody a little bit about your butcher shop.
Yeah.
Is that what they're still called? Do we still call it Carson?
I think so. In Spanish, carniceria, because carne is meat. But it's a butcher shop. Okay. And because there actually are guys with special trade skill to cut that kind of meat.
Right.
There's, you know, we were talking about the really thin meats, how that's very traditional. There's one in particular that's really thin. It's called cecina. And we offer it, it's very traditional to order it with your chilaquiles breakfast, which we have. They're amazing. People love them. We had to extend to serve them all day now, every day. They're so good, the chilaquiles. Yeah. And you can order a slice of cecina. And that thing cooks on a grill or on a pan in like, you know, a minute. You know, it's on a hot pan or whatever. But that's, if you watch them cut that, it's amazing. I need to get, it's just ugly to look at, but watch them. It's such a beautiful, mm-hmm. I mean, the way they hold the meat down, and then they literally pass this really sharp knife right under their hand to get this like almost as
paper thin.
Mm-hmm. And that particular meat, it's required. Not a lot of meat guys, even from Mexico, know how to do that. So it's always hard to find those kind of guys, right? And they're like, you snatch them and you hold on to them. So, but they're all the seasoned meats that are just ready to take and throw on the grill for a delicious carne asada. And we were talking especially about the marinated ones, the chicken, the beef, and the pork.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
The chicken's my favorite, and it's a thigh. Excuse me, it's a thigh and a leg, and it's marinated, and you put it on there. It smells amazing. Let it get nice and toasty.
You take
and charred
all the credit for
the outside.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't have it with a salad and your rice or pasta, whatever, on the side. It's so good. I really encourage you guys to take it home. Or if you go into the cabin, we get people that come in and
right.
load up on
right.
guacamole and salsa and chorizos, and they take that out to their cabin, and you got your meats ready there to grill. You don't have to season it or anything. Just get right to the throw it on the grill.
And I love that you can buy the peppers and onions already cooked.
Everything all chopped up too.
Chopped,
even the fajitas.
Not cooked, but chopped up. For
like
you.
The fajitas are already seasoned. You can take those and then you can have, you know, fajita dinner as soon as you get to the cabin or the, you know, the park when you're camping and stuff. So it's, yeah, the meat department to me is very unique.
It is.
There isn't a lot of carnicerias in the Twin Cities. There's a few of them now. We're the best.
Of course you are.
We're the best.
And that's why we're
homemade
here.
Homemade chorizos and all the marinated meats and all the specialty cuts of meats. And then you got your regular stuff too. So
right.
You have, okay, and so now this is the first time I really have seen the patio this summer.
Really?
Well, this summer.
I came here last year for a couple of
times. In the wintertime, you were still remodeling. We loaded up, but I have not. It is like, you said it's kind of like a plaza. It's like you feel like you're in Mexico.
Yes.
Tell everybody about it a little bit.
And actually, this space was originally built to be, as they called it, La Placita. It was a business organization here on the west side that built it. And then they kind of let it go and weren't doing anything with it. Homeless and other activities that we didn't want happening.
Sure.
So we started kind of just doing events there.
Okay.
And we were able to acquire it. And I loved that concept, though, of placita, of a plaza. Because in Mexico, in Puerto Vallarta or Cancun, when you go to the away from the beach and go into the town, you're always, especially in front of big churches.
Yes, the churches.
That little plaza, and all the vendors are out there, and there's usually musicians and you know, or kids singing or different school groups. But that's kind of what I wanted for it to happen here. And so we added the food cart, El Carrito, which is open Fridays and Saturdays. You can walk up and order your food. There's a little makeshift bar where you can get margaritas,
which makes you
cervezas.
Feel like you're at a beach club somewhere.
Yeah. And then the music. We got it nice and loud, so you feel like you feel like you're somewhere else, like in Mexico. La experiencia mexicana, that's our slogan, and so that's exactly what we try to do. And we're trying to push it, so it's huge.
It's huge.
So you
it
can
is
do.
Gorgeous.
So we, you know, when there's a DJ, we can move tables aside if you can dance, and we got live music this weekend. We have cigar rolling with some live Latin music on Saturday night. Yeah. Mexican bingo next week on Wednesday. And so
what's Mexican bingo? What's different?
Loteria.
Tell me, it's like ice cream bingo.
There it is. So it's with a woman who does it. She's a really good friend of mine.
Okay.
And she's really animated and she does it bilingual.
Okay.
So but it's really fun for families because, like, you know, el árbol, she'll yell on those. The tree. She'll walk around and show the card and then you get a little.
And they're pictures.
There's pictures. Yeah.
So you can speak Spanish.
Exactly.
The parrot.
Yes.
The watermelon.
El pájaro, la mano. And
Would it be fun with kids?
That would be so totally fun. We did it for Mother's Day, and it was packed in here, and it was like, you know, people with their older moms and their little kids. And it was so sweet. So I was like, I want to do this every month. We're going to do it on the patio. So you can sip on margaritas, and the kids can have their agua de horchata or the agua de pepino that you're drinking here.
Okay, these drinks are a lot of non-alcoholic drinks.
I know. Well, that's just Coke for
cinnamon rice water is unbelievable. What about, we have like a minute left.
Yeah.
What do you want? What else do you want people to know about how great you are? Now's the time.
Oh my gosh, the food, the whole experience. You come in and it's just, if you've been in Mexico, you'll feel like you're in Mexico. And you can get stuff from the deli, grab and go, like I mentioned, in the restaurant.
You can shop.
You can shop. Yeah, for
Father's
the Mexican
gifts, fun stuff.
Oh my
here.
Gosh, tons of really great stuff in the gift shop and catering. So if you're having parties at home, talked a lot about that. And then just come visit us on the patio. I mean, it's one of the few in St. Paul that's Mexican food and Mexican ambiance, and
so
it's great. So
thank
we hope to
so
see you
much.
Out here.
Thank you so much. This is
we
so
love
great.
You guys.
Oh,
thank you.
We're so excited to be here. Okay. We are so excited about Hammernix Flooring Solutions and, you know, love working with them. They work with residential as well as they work with commercial. And
this El Burrito has all new, like, the vinyl wood flooring. It's so gorgeous.
It ties everything together, doesn't it?
It's amazing what the floors do to freshen up a place.
And here we are at a local family-run business, and the Nadies family has owned and operated Hammernix for 77 years.
Yeah, that's incredible.
And big shout-out to Ted and Lynn. They're wonderful. They've got two locations right now in the Twin Cities at Hammernix Flooring Solutions in St. Paul, as well as on Bassack Road and 169. They always have an upfront 12% discount on all in-stock flooring. They've got designers ready for you. They're fabulous. Go in there, mention the girls sent you. You will just love Hammernix. We do too. Thanks for hanging out with us. It's LoJ on the road again. We are so delighted to be at El Burrito Mercado. By the way, not only is it happy hour? It's really happy hour in real life. Lori, we are at a happy hour.
We're at a happy hour.
Our whole life we've never...
We bitterly complained.
We haven't.
The only place I found out where happy hour goes till 7...
It's like
by
the Turf Club.
The Turf Club.
It's kind
of by lounge.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Classic margaritas are $5. They have all their food is on special. Nachos, $6. Tacos, $2. I mean, burritos, $7. They have really good specials going on. House tequila shots, just $4. Anyway, we would love it. Glass of wine is $5. There's really good stuff. So we are live here.
That's true happy hour pricing.
That's good. I mean,
I hate when you go to you go somewhere where our drinks are on special. Wine is $12. I'm like, $12 isn't a deal.
That's $2 off the regular price.
Right.
And if you come here in person and see us today, you can register to win a pair of Sam Smith tickets. And that is for the August 16th concert. That's Wednesday night.
And you can leave if it doesn't work for you to stay for 3 hours. You can leave and still win.
You can, but you would want to stay.
Yeah, you're going to not want to miss a thing around here.
No, I know it.
I've been so busy trying to find tickets and everything else.
No, that's all she's done.
I know. Well,
I looked up during the time we're on the air.
Julia, I went to work and worked for 2 hours today while you were walking.
I was working. I don't want to goof off.
Walking and working. Our one thing I found that I was kind of excited about, perusing the trades of the pages of the trades, Variety had... that Paramount Plus had released a trailer for the new Taylor Sheridan project, who is about the busiest guy in Hollywood, Yellowstone, 1883, 1923, Tulsa King, Mayor of Kingstown.
Yes.
I mean, that guy is busy. So
he is busy.
It's a show. It's called Special Ops Lioness, and we linked up the trailer, and Zoe Saldana and Nicole Kidman are in it. And Zoe was recruited... personally by Taylor Sheridan. He sent her a pilot. He really wanted her, if she would agree to it, he wanted to keep writing it with her in mind. And what it is, it drops on Paramount Plus July 23rd, but the series is inspired by an actual U.S. military program. And it will... It follows the life of Joe, which is Zoe, while she attempts to balance her personal and professional life as the tip of the CIA spear in the war on terror. Okay, and so
that one,
Nicole Kidman oversees the Lioness program. Well, I mean, who knows? It could be honey trapping. It could be, you know,
Lori reads so much
poisoning. And
Morgan Freeman is in it too.
Yes, he's in it. And Jill Wagner, James Jordan.
Looks
I don't know
good.
What any of these people are, but. Anyway, so she enlists...
They're important. They're actors.
Yeah, they enlist this very aggressive Marine to operate Undercover. See how I knew that? And I hadn't even read it. It's all undercover. If you're going to be the tip of the spear in the CIA, it's got to be deep undercover work. Anyway, so that's what it, I, you know, it sounds like one of those shows that I'm absolutely going to love. Because I love the CIA
stuff. So I totally thought it was The Lioness.
By Chris Bohalian.
The book we read at one of our book clubs. And if you haven't read it, excellent. I totally thought that's what it was going to be.
Yeah, that book is about an actress like in the
40s
who goes on a honeymoon to Tanzania, the Serengeti, and things get awfully bad.
Things happen.
And it is an epic story. It would be a great movie. So look at that trailer. That comes out on July 23rd.
Okay, so I was reading a headline because this is kind of we like these espionage kind of things. Mm-hmm. We love The Diplomat on
Netflix. The Night Agent.
Mm-hmm. Jack Ryan. And Citadel is one that Amazon spent a gob of money on with
Priyanka Chopra and Richard Madden.
Who was in The Bodyguard, which was a BBC one, but it played on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It's all espionage. And if you haven't watched Citadel.
I had no idea what the hell was going on.
I loved it.
I couldn't follow it. I just treated it like Game of Thrones. I was there for the spectacle. I'm like, what?
I loved it.
Yeah. I liked all the traveling, too, with that one.
Oh, my gosh. You go everywhere. The fashion was great. But they were saying that Amazon spent like $185 million on it, and it still hasn't got into the top 10 of streaming yet. And tell me why. I loved it.
Okay.
Oh, here we go.
I'm just going to say that sometimes people don't stick with a show that they can't follow. Not everyone is generous.
I don't know why I could follow this one so well.
I think you thought you followed it, but if you were really...
that was a good diss. I'll take it. Slam. Okay.
I mean, because Casey and I both...
I really thought I knew everything going on.
We both tried at the end of it. I mean, we all were like, okay, is this... And then we just agreed, let's not follow the thread. Let's just, you know, enjoy...
Yes.
The devious things are happening, even though we don't know who's devious.
And Stanley Tucci's in it, too, as well. So it's kind of fun if you want to check out something. He's fabulous.
I think Amazon is spending too much money on that show, I mean, for that reason. But they're filming on location.
Yes.
They're going to
London, the views of London are amazing. Yeah. I mean, I thought that
we go to Paris. We go
on a lovely train that I want to go on.
Lake Como.
If you don't, just use it as a travel show.
That's why Taylor Sheridan spent so much money on 1923, because the Africa scenes with that handsome man really were filmed in the Serengeti.
Yeah.
Or Kenya. I can't remember which.
I appreciate that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. Yeah. And so do the actors. No acting in front of a green screen that's pretending they're in the savannah with a cheetah stalking.
Right.
They actually had, you know.
Well, we do that every day. We pretend people are listening. We have no clue. What? We're in front of a green microphone.
Oh, yeah.
Because we have no clue what's going on out there. It's just
talked to you about Vanderpump Rules reunion, but it's just such
it's a
waste of time. But
I taped it.
I
know.
I never heard so many F-bombs on TV in my life. My goodness. And, I mean.
We're done. Beep.
I liked it. I mean, I liked it just for the fact it was such train wreck. I mean, when they showed a picture of this Tom Sandoval guy who's the cheater, McCheater, cheated on his girlfriend with her basically best friend. At Halloween, he dressed up like the girl he was banging, Raquel/Rachel. And
that's a clue.
Watching Lisa Vanderpump trying to process that he dressed up as Raquel for Halloween.
That's hysterical.
She had never seen that before. But it was, I'll probably watch the unedited version on Peacock just to get a little bit more of...
I'm sure you will.
...of that.
They're doing a new Vanderpump Rules, a new show.
Here's the thing.
There is going to be another one, spinoff.
Yeah, they're going to go to Paris and film that Vanderpump Paris at the Paris place in Vegas. My mom and I went to the restaurant. Lisa said it's the prettiest restaurant in Vegas. It's not. Her place by Caesars is the prettiest. That is a pretty little restaurant. This Paris one is...
It's not that good?
It doesn't know what it wants to be.
I literally thought they were going to Paris, Lori.
No, they're going to Paris and Las Vegas. It's going to be the servers in Las Vegas.
I totally thought they're going to Vegas and I thought a hotel.
They're going to have all kinds of new people to, you know, hump around with. I mean, that is the one thing. I mean, they're all yelling at each other and they've all slept with each other, but it's the egregiousness of sleeping with, you know, someone who's your dear friend, longtime boyfriend.
And it's dog.
And doing it when you put the dog down and doing it when your grandmother died.
It's not a good, the timing was off.
On a group vacation when everybody's there together. It's all very, very tacky and distasteful. And even, I don't even think me or my sisters have done anything that bad. And we've done a lot of really distasteful and tacky things in our love life, let me tell you.
This is. I'm not going to comment, Lori. I can't.
It's pretty bad, you know, the stuff. So, anyway.
It's over.
You didn't watch it.
I taped it.
Okay,
I tried
here's something
for a
kind
second. Of. I did try.
Well, you know.
I watched the Arnold Schwarzenegger thing.
The documentary?
Yeah, I did.
Did you like it? Did you get to the cheating one or was it the way early life one? Did you watch it in order? Like, I just want to see the one where he
of
talks about the collapse of the marriage and having. After 15 years, this kid that's been around the house, Arnold is the housekeeper, is that your baby? Yes, Maria. In counseling, if you can imagine.
I watched the first one.
Okay,
he has so much footage about bodybuilding and everything. And watching him walk, he was beautiful back in the day, I'm telling you.
I mean, yeah.
At the bodybuilding scene in the 70s, like in Venice Beach, you know, California and L.A., and just the scene in the car. It was just fun. It was like a time tablet.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun to watch, but I did not. You are not going to watch it. I didn't get to the cheating
stuff. I'm going to watch just the one about the personal life, the one in the middle or wherever it is. I saw that his show, that he had another movie that about his... when he won Mr. Universe. Whatever that was called. I watched it with somebody, maybe Casey.
So
I can't remember.
You've been there.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
Mm-hmm. All right, I get it.
And then Jennifer Aniston is promising us that the morning show is going to be juicy and more sensual. And, you know, John Hamm has been added to the... Well, it's a big couch to fit all of them, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. You know...
Oh, gosh.
Deep and wide, that couch for John Hamm.
Oh, gosh.
But anyway, and Marcia Gay Harden is returning. So we'll see. I mean, I hope that that's true because I like that show.
Love.
That's a good show.
Love.
Yeah. So I would like it if it would be a little bit more...
juicy and sensual.
Yes. You're speaking our words, Jen.
No, I agree. All right. We need to take a quick break. We are live at El Burrito Mercado. Love it if you stop by. Who's defending who is all I can read in your writing that you sent me, Lori. So I don't even know if that's what it meant. But we'll...
Grant here for Hoffman Weber Construction, your hometown experts for over 30 years when it comes to exterior home facelifts like siding, roofing, windows, doors, gutters, and even solar. Now, back in the day, Mike and the Hoffman Weber Show was here on Sundays on My Talk for years, and now I get to talk about them every day, and I'm so excited about this. And the coolest thing about Hoffman Weber Construction is they're just like My Talk. They value their employees and their customers, and they really give back to the community. Now, also, I want to point out that whenever they're dealing with any type of sale or fix to your home, they don't pressure you in a high pressure one-stop close sale. They walk you through the entire process because they know this is a big decision for you. And they even have a nice showroom right in New Brighton off of 35W that you can take your kids and your dog to and get a good idea of what these new adjustments to your home will look like. Again, they're not going to pressure you in a high pressure sale. They're going to walk you from start to finish. They'll handle all the insurance problems and situations that you don't want to handle. And if you want their help, reach out to Jason and the sales team at hwconstruction.com.
Welcome to the Scandal of Scandals. Lori still can't get her ticket to The Cure tonight on her phone, so pretty much anyone who's willing to help.
But now you have my full attention, okay? It's only in
It's only
between.
During the break time.
Yeah, you know.
It's break
when
time.
When it's time to socialize with everybody and
she's
do
on her
ad.
Phone.
Yeah.
She's got
I apologize.
Priorities.
Priorities.
We are here at El Burrito Mercado celebrating happy hour. Thanks for everyone stopping by. Hope to see you. Yum, yum, yum. Mm-hmm. And so Lori, has already told everyone she worked 2 hours today. Mm-hmm. Before the three we work now, so it's putting in the hard work for America. Her Minnesota's listening. Mm-hmm. Who's defending? Is this Harry?
Yeah, Good King Harry. Who's came to
I just
good
said
King
her.
Harry?
I wrote it down really quick.
Good King Harry.
And
Prince
I thought it was
Harry.
Her.
His uncle, Charles Spencer, Diana's brother.
Oh, good.
Harry's
suing the newspapers, a part of this big 100 people are suing the newspapers for how vile they are.
And the rest of his family is acting like they're suing their best friends. It's quite baffling. So Charles, Diana's brother, he's very close with Harry. I guess Harry's very close still with his Aunt Jane and Aunt Sarah. Harry has a lot of Spencer in him. That's where he gets the red hair. And but he rarely ever comes out and weighs in on anything Harry or William related, his nephew. But earlier this week, the Earl of Spencer retweeted a thread from Alistair Campbell, who was Tony Blair's PR guy when he was prime minister, and he's a significant figure in British politics. And this Alistair has tangled with the British media many times before, being at 10 Downing Street wondering how leaks were getting out.
Right.
So he had tweeted a statement that Prince Harry makes a very good point regarding the damage done to trust in your own circles when stories appear in the tabloid and you have no idea where they came from. Some of the biggest fallouts I had, this is Alistair talking, in number 10, arose from suspicions of who was briefing tabloids on different things that we were doing in the government. And as they know, this illegal activity has gone on, may still be going on, and for that reason, the incestuous relationship between the press, the government, and the royal family has to be looked at. So Earl of Spencer retweeted all of this, and then he put out a statement where
this made you feel good. Let's just get
it. Made
to the
me
point.
Feel
it
good.
Made Lori feel good that Harry wasn't on his own.
Well, yeah, I wanted somebody, some significant people to stand up for him, and so this woman who's a columnist at the Daily Mail wrote a story. She said, why is Harry still obsessed with Chelsea Davy? Her name is mentioned 118 times in court evidence. Meghan just 5 times. Maybe that's why she didn't show up. Well, all of this stuff is, pre-Meghan. So Charles Spencer, Diana's brother, says, you're pathetic, Amanda. You have no shame and even less credibility. Last time I heard from you, you were guilty of libeling me as your employee at the Daily Mail UK agreed, and you paid me money.
Oh.
Now you're put up by them to misrepresent significant legal evidence as if it was something trivial. Shame on you.
Very good.
Yeah, so I like that.
And did Kensington Palace heart it?
No. They are such weasels. It's the strangest thing that they act like these tabloids are their family members or something, and Harry is committing high treason, and he's just simply like, this is here. I mean, William, his own brother, accepted a secret settlement. No, this isn't the paparazzi photo of where they took pictures of Kate being sunbathing topless. This was a Murdoch son related, where he is said to have gotten maybe $10 million for stories that they wrote about him that they got in an illegal way. But it was all kept secret, and it wasn't until Harry's deposition, like 2 months ago, that it came out that Murdoch had paid. I mean, that guy just pays out right and left for all of his lying liars. I mean, he really does. So anyway, that was kept secret. So his own brother has been paid off in a secret settlement, and not one word from any of them. It's
okay.
And there's old.
I want you to defend me. I hope you.
I will,
this
Julia.
Firm. I know if something comes like this against me, I want you to talk about
and
it.
And King Chuck is over there in Transylvania looking for Vlad the Impaler.
Where is he? And it takes 15 minutes to get a quarter of all your blood out when they suck it out of your neck.
Yeah.
We learned it in random this week.
Yes. So
thank you. Lori, I'm not I'm not mocking you. I know it's passionate, but it's nice to see that someone is sticking up for Harry.
Significant yeah. people that are standing up that know, because it's just like, it is really ridiculous. If you read any of the British papers or even the New York Post, and I mean, it's just like Harry is committing, I mean, a real serious crime by saying, along with Hugh Grant and all these other people, it's not okay to tap our phones. It's not okay to put trackers on our car. It's not okay to steal our garbage. It's not okay to pay money to make up stuff.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Was that it?
That's it. Yeah. Oh, it just...
She goes crazy.
I go crazy. I don't know why I feel so protective.
I don't either, but she does. But we promise not to bring up Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie today, because that would go a different way. And I know you have something to...
I'm not saying anything.
How do you feel about fishnet shoes?
I have fishnet little socks on today with my shoes.
Okay, but this is show people. Okay, so this is, but people are wearing them like...
I love fishnets.
I know, but under with a shoe over it. Jennifer Lawrence and Chanel came out with a pair of fishnet. Like, it's just, remember the jelly shoes that we used to wear? If it got hot, your feet would just slide off and it would hurt between your middle toes because you get stuck.
Yeah.
But these are...
I had the plastic high heels with the kitten heel, like in every rainbow color, red, yellow, pink.
She wore them with her fishnet socks.
Oh, no, I was in my 20s. I didn't know about socks and powder and deodorant that you could put on your feet to... I just suffered.
I just told someone about that the other day about, because I keep a stick of deodorant in my car, what with deodorant, sunscreen, mouthwash, toothbrush, whatever I need. Mm-hmm. And my car's my purse. But you use the deodorant if you're wearing leather shoes or something, your feet are sticking.
Thighs are sticking.
Your thighs are sticking.
You've got a skirt on and you just open your legs and rub that non-invisible deodorant, and then you can glide away. And
you really can.
It's so nice.
It is nice.
Yeah, we do it at the fair all the time.
We
go in the double wide. Oh, God, the girls, if it's swassy out there in their deodorant, putting...
Let's hope they get secret. Us more coverage this year.
You have what?
Maybe the... Remember how hot we were last year?
We're going to be hot again this year. We're high on the hill.
I am not to complain. I've been pre-warned.
Uh-huh.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go check on my Cure tickets.
Oh, okay? I can't wait. We are live at El Burrito Mercado celebrating happy hour. Thanks, El Burrito, for hosting us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Lori and Julia here with Ann Tressor of Tressor Law. We have been working with you for years, but we've never really talked about prenups. Give us the lowdown.
Well, a prenup in the state of Minnesota is also called an antenuptial. So if you hear that, they're talking about the same thing as a prenup. I encourage a lot of people to consider getting them, whether you have a ton of assets or little assets. It makes everything much more streamlined. You know what you're entering into. You've got your agreements in place if you get divorced in the future. They also address what you will do with your assets in the event of death. So it really helps for estate planning, and it really just helps for the future to avoid disputes.
I love that. Okay, so, but what about a postnup?
Postnuptial agreements are simply agreements that people who are already legally married enter into that, again, will also address what would happen to their assets in the event of divorce or in the event of death. So, again, these really can help streamline the process in the future.
Great information. And for your free one-hour divorce consultation, go to trustorlaw.com or use my talk, keyword divorce.